From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
In sports, high school football action tonight, the GW Eagles will host the Bassett Bengals. The Eagles blew a 22-point lead in the fourth quarter last season as they lost to Bassett, and head coach Nick Anderson says he wants his team to remember it.
Yeah, I want our guys to remember, you know, that feeling that they felt when that double pass got thrown, and you know, they were able to tie the game up with no time left on the clock to force it into overtime. We let one slip. We let one guy get behind us, and you know, that was the difference. Yeah, I want them to remember the pain and the emotions that they had after that game.
Pre-game coverage begins tonight at 6:30 on WBTM. The Chatham Cavaliers will look to improve to 6-1 on the season and 3-0 in district play as they play on the road at Appomattox. Another big showdown in the Dogwood District tonight will see 4-2 Gretna host a 5-1 Alta Vista team, with both teams undefeated in district play. Dan River will look to stop a two-game losing streak and get their first district win as they host Nelson County, and Tunstall will host Halifax County. In Major League Baseball playoff action from last night, the Philadelphia Phillies knocked off the Atlanta Braves 3-1 to win the series 3-1. The Phillies will take on the Arizona Diamondbacks in the National League Championship Series. Thursday night football action from last night, the Kansas City Chiefs topped the Denver Broncos 19-8 to improve to 5-1 on the season. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes passed for 306 yards and a touchdown in the win for the Chiefs. The loss drops the Broncos to 1-5 on the season. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.